Yesterday was a jumbled day. The jumble started when I grabbed my iPhone from my right-hand pants pocket and the apps on my home screen jumbled up and changed places. How crazy is that? A bunch of them moved to the left and there was even a blank space where an app or folder sat before. I was shocked and disappointed. If you know me, you know that I like order and routines. I like it when my order and routines keep working in an ordinary and predictable way. I'm not a fan of jumbles, surprises, or apps moving around on their own free will. So of course I started trying to put them back in order, but also like me, I couldn't remember where they all were. And in the pursuit of moving apps around, I quickly discovered that they have their own way of organizing that makes it difficult to place them where I want them. So now they're still not where they were, but as I was rearranging them, this thought hit me. Perhaps it's a good thing for me to deal with jumbles from time to time. You know, to knock me out of my autopilot style of life. So I decided that I didn't necessarily need all my light switches to be lined up like little soldiers. I'll work on that. And I also decided to take a different way into Veterans Court that afternoon. Well, the jumble continued during my drive to Veterans Court because I asked my car's Alexa to play Oh So Mio by the Three Tenors, and instead of my favorite version with Pavarotti, it played the version by the Three Tenors of Bulgaria. Then, for no reason at all, the music just stopped. Yeah, some days are just crammed full of jumbles. So as I kept reflecting on this jumbled day, another idea occurred to me. When my Savior Jesus Christ was born, he jumbled the hearts and minds of his fellow Jews. He came in an unexpected way to unexpected peasants, to teach in unconventional ways, to disrupt the religious law and order and power structures of the times. Yeah, Jesus came to jumble the traditions by leading a bunch of ragtag regular working guys into a kingdom-building movement fueled by love, grace, mercy, peace, and forgiveness. Well, eventually, Jesus jumbled the hearts and minds of his followers by going to the cruel Roman cross and dying an unexpected death to pay for their sins and ours. He, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the sinless one, took on our guilt and paid our debt. We just need to accept this jumbled gift and receive the ultimate gift of eternal life. And finally, the stunningly joyful jumble was Jesus' bodily resurrection from the cold, dark grave. When we accept the extraordinary, mind-jumbling gift of Jesus Christ, physical death is not the end of the road. We too will be raised to eternal life. Doesn't that just jumble your mind? It does mine. So thank you, iPhone apps, for jumbling my day. It was a good spiritual lesson for me.